Adam, I think, will probably train him with the first team on Monday, like I said. You know, he'll do a little bit again, probably join in a warm-up, do a little bit of the possession. Then we'll pull him out and he'll steadily progress going into next week. Dixon at two is probably the one who's, if anyone, likely to maybe involved on Saturday. If he's not involved Saturday, I'm sure he'll be desperate to be part of what we do on Tuesday.
You've got a huge lot of games coming up Saturday, Tuesday, seemingly for the next few weeks, Michael. When it's an FA Cup tie, how much importance does it take on? Because it, obviously, I would imagine that the Championship has to be their priority, doesn't it?
It does, but you know, it's a situation where you know we've got probably a hell of a lot of fans travelling down to Arsenal on Saturday, expecting the players to put in a right shift and give everything for the football club, and they'll be doing that as they did on Tuesday. I thought the effort they put in was magnificent. From my point of view, it's like anything, we'll prepare for this game, and you know, we won't start really preparing for the whole game until after the game's finished. And it's like anything, when you actually arrive at the stadium, you know, you feel a buzz of the FA Cup. You actually genuinely believe that, you know, maybe this is another game that we can't win. You just don't know. If Arsenal have a off day and we have a good day, then you find yourself in the last eight, and all your worries about maybe this is a game too much and it's going to, you know, cost us in terms of what we want to do in the league. If we've got a last eight cup tie, maybe somewhere like Ewood Park against another big boy, then you just don't know. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. We've got a game against a side who've probably scored five or six goals past five Premier League sides already this season. So if we go there and think we're going to enjoy ourselves, we'll get spanked. No, we have to go there making sure that it's going to be a hard, hard day for us. And hopefully with a little bit of lady luck on the day and strong refereeing, then, you know, we will have a chance.
There's no better incentive to the players, is there, to say, look, you're two matches away, potentially, from a visit to Wembley in a cup semi-final?
Exactly. You know, and people have talked a lot this week about, you know, the distractions maybe that Arsenal might have with Bayern Munich on Tuesday. And I hope that is a distraction because, you know, it certainly gives us a better opportunity to win the game. And I would certainly would have preferred it to be at Ewood. I think I've already mentioned that. But I thought Tuesday night, for as much as we didn't want it to pan out how it did, I think it wouldn't have panned out if it did if we had stronger referees. But I think it was a good dress rehearsal. You know, I've just said downstairs to a few of the staff that if we had a training session on Tuesday and we want to implement something that might happen on Saturday, I think it probably would have been very similar to what happened on Tuesday night in terms of having to defend deep at times and trying to hit teams on a counter-attack as we will have to against Arsenal.
I'm sure you've been many times with West Brom, Michael, to the Emirates Stadium. It's some place, isn't it?
It's magnificent. It's absolutely wonderful stadium. I've not obviously just been there as a coach and assistant manager with West Brom. You know, I've been there many times, obviously doing scouting reports on players and Arsenal themselves and the opposition. So it's a real eye-opener, and I'm sure the players who play on the day and are involved in the day will have a fantastic day. But, you know, we just want to make sure that we're professional enough to do things the right way. And if we get, like I say, a little bit of lady luck, you know, I'll be delighted.